Now listen to verse 14. Notwithstanding they would not hear, but hardened their necks, like to the neck of their fathers, that did not believe in the Lord their God. What was it? They were guilty of unbelief. That's the great sin of mankind, not to believe God. You and I are living in a contemporary culture that has ruled God out. He's not appealed to today in our educational system. He's not appealed to today in our government. And unfortunately, he's not appealed to in our churches to a great extent today. And as a result, God will judge us, just as he judged his own people long ago. Now we are told in verse 15, they rejected his statutes, his covenants that he made with their fathers, his testimonies which he testified against them. They followed vanity, became vain, went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. Now, the northern kingdom's gone into captivity. What about the southern kingdom? Verse 19, also Judah kept not the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel which they made. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel, and afflicted them, delivered them into the hand of spoilers, until he'd cast them out of his sight. For he rent Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. And Jeroboam drave Israel from following the Lord, and made them sin a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did, they departed not from them, until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants the prophets. So Israel was carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. Now, the king of Assyria puts people from other places in that land. That's the northern kingdom, and that land was later on called Samaria. Here's where the Samaritans began. Verse 29. Howbeit every nation made gods of their own, and put them in the houses of the high places, which the Samaritans had made every nation in their city wherein they dwelt. So that now you see a mixture, a polyglot here of peoples. There's a great deal of intermarriage. And these were the Samaritans that we deal with when we come, of course, to the New Testament. Now this brings us to the end of the northern kingdom. They will never again be a northern kingdom. They are scattered, but not lost. I trust we understand that very clearly. Now we are going to follow the destiny of the southern kingdom. Now the reason that God didn't send Judah into captivity at this time is because they did have a few good kings. There was a time of revival, and for the sake of David, because David was a man after God's own heart.